Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
Clarence Court is home to Britain's widest collection of free-range eggs since 1928. Our traditional heritage birds produce a distinctively rich and iconic yolk that takes home cooking from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Loved by chefs and favoured by foodies, each shell is stamped with its own royal crown. It's time for you to discover the wonderful world of fabulous eggs by fabulous birds. Clarence Court.
Our podcast might contain the occasional mild swear word or adult theme. Hello, I'm Nick Grimshaw.
And I'm Angela Hartnett.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You just read a book, Nick. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm just rolling a pomegranate on this episode of Dish. Because we're having some pomegranate in our salad. My granddad used to work on the docks. My mum said he used to nick stuff.
Yeah.
Not like tellies, a pineapple or something. She said that one of the best things that she got was a pomegranate and a pin. And she got it one time, and the kids would sit and they'd get their pin out with the pomegranate seeds like that. And she said it'd take hours, and we'd do it. I was like,
I bet your granddad like that, kept them occupied
kept them
for a whole
quiet,
day.
All eight of them quiet.
So, Nicholas, you're commie today. So we're going to do smoked aubergine, freaka, and hopefully pomegranate salad, because you're doing the pomegranate.
A pomegranate is hard to open, I will say.
And also, yeah, because you're doing what I do. You're trying not to get
trying
juice
to splash it all over my top.
Everywhere. But it's a beautiful salad. We smoked the aubergine, then we've got... And I've made some flatbreads as well, so we can dip into the smoked aubergine.
So joining us today, we have a massive foodie. She's massive on TikTok as well, like huge.
Massive.
On TikTok. Poppy O'Toole is her name. You may know her as Poppy Cooks.
Poppy Cooks.
On TikTok, where she's done quite major things that have gone very viral, like the 15-hour potato trend. So yeah, we've got to talk about the potatoes with us. So yeah, today, join us, Poppy Cooks. But Poppy won't cook, Poppy eats today. Okay, time to welcome our guest, responsible for making the humble potato trendy again.
Indeed.
Was it ever trendy, the potato? It's kind of a design classic, isn't it?
This amazing person has made it trendy.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a potato.
Yeah, everyone's now into the potato. Put your hands together, please, for Poppy O'Toole. Hi, Poppy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank
you. Welcome to Dish.
Thank you. I'm excited. It just smells absolutely blooming delicious.
It does smell good. Mm. We just realised we don't have an extractor fan in here. So it does smell good, but it also smells like...
cooking.
Yeah. So you guys know each other.
We do indeed,
so
yes.
Where did you guys first meet?
We've met actually BBC doing the food programme one
time.
Yes, that
was trying... And then Fortnum & Mason Awards.
Fortnum & Mason. Yeah. And then we went trekking in Peru!
Peru.
Had to come back again, Peru.
Oh, I had to mention. Yeah. It's been 10 minutes. So hang on, you did the trek in Peru as well?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell
was
it?
I did. It was intense, wasn't
it? Yes,
it was. I got all the gear, no idea sort of thing. I turned up with all my trekking gear and I was like, the first day, I was absolutely destroyed. Like, I couldn't breathe. I was like... Yeah.
And what's that feeling? Because my nephew did it recently. He did Kilimanjaro. And he was like, the altitude sickness is horrendous. Like, some people couldn't do it. What's the feeling? Like, pukey?
It's like having a really, really terrible hangover. Mm. Like, really, but like, but you know when like you're
That's
like...
That's why Ange dealt with it. She was like, oh, well.
It's not true, Mum, if you're listening.
No.
I was in bed one of the nights and I was just like, I don't know if I can actually do this.
You just feel breathless the whole time.
Breathless the whole time. Ooh. Your head's kind of pounding, a little bit
queasy.
Stick in the stomach. Yeah, it's just not the greatest of feelings, but the best feeling is when you get to the top and you're going, oh, yes, I've done it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, it's only another 4 hours down now.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, great.
Oh,
fantastic.
God.
I know. And that's what we realised. They have this Peruvian. Yeah, it's just 5 minutes. I said, a real 5 minutes or Peruvian 5 minutes? And I was going, that ain't doesn't look like a camp that's near me. That is not in my sight of 5 minutes away.
No.
But you think you can walk you'd walk in the dogs. You think, it's, there is steepness, especially on that final day when we got up to the Sun Gate where everyone was up there watching me cry into a wall. Going, oh, my God, I can't go. You're literally walking at like a pace that you think, this is ridiculous, but you cannot walk any faster because there's just no air.
I was yawning the whole time. My brain just wanted oxygen. I was like, just kept going and going and going. But yeah, it was really incredible and it is such a great cause and we had an absolute blast.
Would you guys do it again?
Yes. That's the definitely. Worst thing is that I would do it again, knowing how hard it was.
I keep persuading them India. I keep saying India, going up to Jaipur and Rajasthan. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Is that a bit fatter or...?
I don't think, I think it'd probably be even worse, but anyway.
Worth it.
Well, you know, you did that big thing for Comic Relief, you know, you, when you've raised the money, and what did we do? I think we need nearly $250,000 in total, 250,000 between 30 of us, which is pretty amazing for Action Against Hunger. So, you know, a little pat on the old.
Amazing. We are going to have with us salad, because it's a little bit healthy, but we're trying to be a little bit healthy in January, but also... I like to do not drinking before Christmas. So sometimes I do like...
1st of December to the 2nd?
No! Just checking. Excuse me. Before I did this bloody podcast, I would do September, October, November.
Really? And then start That's in very December. Good. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, for years.
For years.
And January, I'm like, no, I do want a drink then because it's boring and it's dark at 3 in the afternoon. Cool. So we're having a drink at 11 a.m. and we're going to have, from Waitrose, of course, Ridgeview, which is hell for me to say because I can't say R's and V's very well. Ridgeview. And it is an English sparkling wine.
Lovely.
Yeah. So we've gone local.
It's all English sparkling wines at the minute as well, isn't it? They've really exploded. But they are delicious.
They are delicious. I want to do one. I want to find a vineyard up north.
Oh, should we get one?
Let's buy one. Shall we, don't you think?
Cheers, Pops. Good to have you with us.
Cheers, Poppy.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers.
Pleasure. Sorry.
Cheers. Thank you, Angela.
So tell us about MasterChef. What are you doing? This is all happening now.
This
loads
is
of stuff.
Very, very exciting for me because I have just grown up watching MasterChef. Like, it's just like, I will be the new Greg or John. I don't know which one, but for young MasterChef.
Amazing.
It's on BBC Three. It is 18 to 25 year olds. And it's just getting some young talent into the kitchen and just seeing what they can do. And the ambitions that they had is...
Do they have to be professional? No.
No, 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 no. But they all kind of have, I don't know, a bit of like entrepreneurial spirit in terms of the food scene. Or just wanting to be better chefs, actually, or just better cooks. So it's just been incredible to see the talent come through and being able to kind of like help mould it and maybe hopefully it becomes a success for them in whatever they want to do after. But it's been incredible. And I'm hosting it with the amazing Kurth Gums as well, who's another chef who did Great British Menu a few years ago. So, you know, it's just been so much fun.
I bet. Like,
really
is it quite intense? Because such an iconic show is MasterChef. What's it like when you walk on the set on a show like that?
I was gobsmacked because I was like, literally, before I did all of this in the past few years, I applied to be on MasterChef Professionals. Because I was working in the kitchen. So I applied to do it, but I didn't get on.
So you're like, I'll just host it.
So you know what? My ambition, that was it. I was going to go, I'm going to go host it instead.
You achieved it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So I walked in on the first day and I was like, this is the actual studio. Like, we're not messing around here. This is what everybody watches. And I was just pinching myself for most of it that I was actually having to judge these poor people. And they had me to deal with.
But you've done a bit of judging before because you did that show with Giorgio, which I watched, which I loved. Because partly I loved your expressions. I loved all these celebrities going, and Poppy comes over and just stares. She doesn't say anything, you know. And you're quite intimidating to some of them. But I think Poppy's not intimidating. She's lovely.
No, but
I think because that was Celebrity Cooking School. Yeah. There are people on there that, like...
Really couldn't cook.
Really couldn't cook.
Really couldn't cook.
So, really couldn't cook. And they know you can cook and have cooked and do cook. So I think if I had to cook, you're not intimidating as a person, but I'd find you quite scary first.
Well, I wanted to go in being quite intimidating. If you want to come here and learn how to cook, we're going to try and teach you the best that we can. And sometimes having someone standing over your shoulder going, you're not doing a very good job there. Sometimes it does push you in the right direction to get better, because otherwise it would have been, well, I mean, it was chaos anyway, but it could have been even worse because we would have let them get away with murder otherwise.
Yeah.
We've got to be a bit stern with the celebs.
You've got to be stern with the celebs. Yeah.
I was very nice with MasterChef. Yeah. Stern with the celebs.
Because sometimes on Celebrity MasterChef, I'm like, that looks rubbish.
Yeah.
And Greg and John are like, oh, it's all right. And I'm like, they are being nice to their celebrities.
Exactly. Yeah.
Giorgio Locatelli on the show as well. Did you know him beforehand or did you meet on
No,
that?
Met them. Mm-hmm. And honestly, him and his wife Plaxi are the nicest people in the whole world. I love them. I want them to adopt me. Uh-huh. They looked after me so much because he does MasterChef Italy. he knows what he's doing. And I was just like, first thing I've ever done. Matt Melvin O'Doom as well. Honestly, when I get so gobsmacked at the things that happen to me, I genuinely am, because I'm like, I literally was working in a kitchen a few years ago. Like, how am I here? So I got to meet them. They were incredible. And then I got to meet all these celebrities. And then I got to like criticize their food. So we had like, which was bizarre.
And who was on it? Because we had Paul Chowdhury on this podcast.
Yes.
And Paul told us about his time on the show. How was Paul's cooking? that's not a good sign.
Well, he put Bailey's in a sauce with lamb, I think. Mm. I tried it and I was like, yeah. At least you tried something new. Yeah. Like, why not? But his humour absolutely kills me because it's so dark. Yeah. And it's some of the other celebs were like, couldn't quite... For me, it seemed like they were like, what? Like, they were like, what are you doing?
Didn't get it.
And I tried to give it back a few times and said about cremating his food or something along the lines, but it didn't get into the show. And I was like, no. I made him laugh. I was like, I made him laugh. And it didn't get in the show.
Well, get it on the record that Poppy made a comedian laugh, okay?
I did, I was very proud.
And who else did you have? You had Kerry Katona. She must have been nuts.
She was incredible. She was absolutely, I love her. I absolutely love her. She just kept going, oh, Poppy, I'm blessed. I am. I'm absolutely blessed. You know what? I've had such an amazing career, and now I'm here, and now, you know, I do my OnlyFans, and I am. I'm blessed. I'm absolutely blessed. And I was just like, I love her. And she I got to witness her singing Hole Again.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. A cappella. She was in the tent singing, and I was like, this is one of the best moments of
she
my
can
life.
Sing. She's got She's a great
incredible.
Voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were all just sat there like,
Kerry Katona's doing Hole Again.
Yeah, yeah,
but she's making a paella or something. Standard. This is really tasty. Because sometimes when you hear the word salad, you're like, oh. But this is really tasty. There are a lot of flavours going on in this. What's in it, Ange?
We've got loads of mint, loads of lemon. We've got smoked aubergine, pomegranate that Nick did, Pops. It's not all about me cooking. Tahini in there. You know, love all those sort of, you know... Middle Eastern flavours, pistachios, you've got a bit of the crunch, and the fricka, which is that lovely pulse that, you know, it just brings it all together. Very and then a little bit of flatbread. So you, Pop, started in restaurants, then like a lot of people after post-COVID, loads of people were out of work and stuff. So then you just said, you know what, I'm just going to do TikTok and make a potato. How that all happened.
Yeah, it was basically...
Because now you are a sensation.
Apparently, it's what people say. It was really weird. I basically, like you said, I've been working in kitchens for like a decade. Like I was a junior sous chef. I was working my way up. And because of COVID, they just were like, oh, sorry, everyone's got to go. We're closing. Okay, fine. Thought it would be about 3 weeks, which I think a lot of people assumed at the time. And so I called my mom and I was like, Mom, come and rescue us from London. We're going into lockdown right now. Let's go before they close the motorways and charge us all or whatever. So we went back to Birmingham, where I'm from. Mm-hmm. Went to stay with my mum and dad for a little bit because I thought, they've got a garden. We're living in a flat in London. I'd rather be, you know, in a garden. Mm-hmm. I've got two dogs. They can run around. And my little brother and sister are there. At the time, they were about 10 and 12. And all they were doing was just sat on their phones. And I was like, what's going on? Like, TikTok was, like, going around at the time. And then I saw one food video. I could do that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just sitting here actually doing absolutely nothing, eating crisps in my pants. Like, let's go and do something. So we started making some videos. I did like a tomato sauce. I did like some churros. Nothing like crazy. No potatoes at this point, which is weird because I should have just started off with them. The ball just started rolling. People started following. People were enjoying it. I got a lovely message from a key worker saying, oh, this tomato sauce was lovely after a long shift. Like, thank you for your recipes and stuff. Lovely. And I was like, oh, this is actually this is helping people.
Changing people, yeah.
So yeah, it just carried on. And then I did like this hash brown potato came into it. And like a paper picked it up. I'm like, oh, we want to put this on the sun or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, okay, fine, absolutely. And then that kind of carried on rolling and people started carry on following. And then I got asked if I wanted to do a book. And I was like, okay, this is like all happening within like 6 months. And I'm like, wow this is... incredible. And like the place that I was working at had reopened at this point and they still let me go. And I was like, okay, fine, we go. We're just going to carry on with this. I did one video of potatoes and it was the first one I ever got that had a million views. And I was like, right.
What was the first potato video that got a million views?
Crispy parmesan potatoes. Uh-huh. It was just little cut up crispy cubes. You roast them off, parmesan, parsley, bit of garlic at the end. And that was it. And I wasn't going to record it. So I had to go back and record the first bit because I didn't record it. My boyfriend was like, just do it because we need to get some content out. Go on, just do something. So I did it and I was like, oh my God, people absolutely love potatoes, which is fair enough. I love potatoes, but I never thought it was going to be quite as global as a love for potatoes. So then when it's lockdown in November, I went, let's just do 25 days of potatoes. Amazing. Whilst we're in a lot, I know people are going to be at home scrolling. Mm-hmm. So I just went through every recipe I'd ever had at any of my jobs. I was like, just thinking, I was Duchess potatoes, like all these random old fashioned potatoes. Yeah. So I was like, just get them out. I went from like 100,000 followers, which was massive as well. Mm. I was already thinking that was too much. A week later, there was 200,000 followers. Another week later, it was 300,000 followers. And then I did a compilation video, which this is the big one, where I put all of my videos of potatoes behind. And I spoke very posh. I was like, hello and welcome to Potato TikTok. And it went absolutely wild. I think it had like 22 million views or something. Yeah, yeah. But I went to bed and woke up with a million followers. And what on earth has happened? I was panicking. I thought something bad had happened. Yeah. I don't know what it would have been, but I don't know what I've done in my life. Ah, what's going on? My phone's going absolutely mad. And so then I had a million followers and I had 5 days left to kind of impress these people. I was like, this is quite intimidating. So then just, you know, carried on making my potato videos after that. And then I was potato queen. And I was like, I am very, very happy to be given that. Like, there's nothing better.
Yeah, nothing love it. Better.
Potato queen. Potato queen.
Cheers.
Do you feel the pressure now that you've got, you know, all these followers and people are like, we want recipes? Do you feel like the pressure of that now? Does it make you feel different to how it was when you were making the stuff in lockdown?
It does a little bit, but I think I've also come a long way in terms of, I think my audience and stuff are kind of very happy for me and on board with what I'm doing. So I think they understand, because I haven't been able to do quite a lot of stuff. I've been Peruing and we've been doing shows and all this sort of stuff. So I haven't been able to get some proper organic content out for a while. Mm. It's coming.
It's coming, guys.
It's just, you know, you're here, there and everywhere. But I think people are so supportive of it. Yeah. And I think being able to see the kind of story from where it started to where we are now, people enjoy. We're still riding the wave. We're still going with it. We'll see where it ends. It might stop next year. Everyone will be like, oh, bad enough for the potato lady.
Don't people send you your DMs just full of potato pictures?
It is one of the best things to ever happen. Like, some people have dick pics. I get potato pics. It's great. It's absolutely brilliant. Thank God. I'm bombarded with Spud-related content.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, what more could you ever want? I mean,
what does a girl want?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Carbs on carbs. Mm. You don't need anything else.
Any that you sort of thought, actually, you know what, I'm going to try that and put it up there, or...?
There was a few nice ones, like variations of like a tartiflette.
Okay, lovely.
With different things, you know, so it's different, but I was like, oh yeah, I'll have a go at that. Like, with some different bits in it, vegetarian ones and anchovies in it and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, okay. Ooh, people are very creative.
We're more about potatoes than bread in this country. Like in Europe, you know, France, it's all about bread, but we love our potato. Do you think that's helped loads of people with cost of living? And because, you know, you can still have a great meal with a simple potato recipe.
That's one
you?
Thing that I think everyone knows what a potato is. We know that they're cheap. We know that they're versatile. We know that they're blooming tasty. It's very universal. It's, you know, everyone has tried it. So it's not scary food in any way.
Yeah.
And you can do so much with it and so many different meals that it is really cost effective and it's really helpful at the minute. Yeah. And that's, I just wanted to make sure that all my recipes reflect kind of what's happening every day in the world.
Thing is also, we produce loads of potatoes. Yeah. It's not imported, you know, it's something you buy locally and people can grow them, you know. You've really sort of hit the nail on what is quintessentially sort of British in a way.
Mm. TikTok, I do love watching cooking on because it's so short. So like the recipes are just like boom, 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 boom. And it does make cooking look so easy.
TikTok's what, like a 60-second platform videos. That's all you get, is just video, video, video. And like you said, it's so quick. And also it does make it feel more achievable that you can do it, which is great because that gets more people cooking. And that's all I want to do, is make sure people are learning and cooking at the same time, because it's just, it's such a great outlet of creativity.
I think Anne should get on TikTok.
I'd need Pops to give me a lesson.
Yeah.
Because I'll be there for 3 hours. This is not finished, Jack. Angela, why is it taking forever?
Angela always says to me, I'll put stuff up on my day. And she'll be like, do you have to document every bloody bit of your day? And I'm like,
I wake up, you know, and I suddenly say, oh my God, he's been up since six. Now what's he rabbiting on about and stuff?
Oh, but I think you should give it a go.
All right, give it a go. We'll do it.
Yeah,
right,
we'll do a recipe together.
All right. Oh, definitely. Yeah, cool. All right, that's
there you go. There we go.
Oh my God, this is when, I don't realise what my life is.
I love.
We're doing it.
I love it. Do you have a favourite potato, Puppy? Is there like one that's like the one.
I love a classic roast potato.
Yeah. What did you do on Christmas Day? Roast?
Yeah, roast, yeah. Mash, dauphinoise.
Wow,
oh, you did potato three options. Potatoes.
Yeah, I did it for my whole family. Right. So I had quite a few of them. I also had to do the 15-hour one as well. Potato parve. Yeah. I do a potato parve.
We've got to talk about the 15-hour one. Yeah. Because that potato, I mean, that's a famous potato.
That went viral, which was, again, not intended. I just wanted to end with something that looked nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just potato parfait. Like, I just rebranded it, which is very well-known.
There's lots of restaurants that do something similar.
I just branded it the 15-hour potato because I saw, like, there was a 100-hour brownie. There was loads of these things going on, trendy sort of things where you name it an hour. So I was like, well, it takes about 15 hours, give or take, you know. I'll just call it 15-hour potato. And I was like, oh, it's really kicked off. Mm-hmm. And so now I do the 15-hour potato with different things in it, like garlic or with cream or with a different fat or with, you know, vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, people absolutely love it. And it just went absolutely, it went wild.
Talk us through the 15-hour potato, because it's sort of like a compressed, layered potato. Yeah. Almost looks like, if you're listening to this and you've not seen it, almost looks like if you squashed a lasagna down, but all the layers were potato.
Yes, and crispy on the outside.
Yeah. A lot of people say it's a bit like a baklava.
Yeah,
a bit like a baklava,
with the layers. So basically, you're really, really thinly slicing potatoes, like you would almost a crisp. Reduce some cream down, a bit of garlic in there, a bit of flavour, whatever you want, and then you pour that over your slices of potato, mix it all together, and then you line it into a tray. Mm. So you can do any kind of tray. I just do like a loaf tin. You line it, and you basically layer up each individual slice of potato evenly and perfectly across the tray until it's full. A bit of parchment on it, and you bake it for 3 hours at 120, 130 degrees Celsius fan. And then you basically set it in the fridge overnight with some weight on it. And that's hours of cooking, 12 hours of setting. That smushes it proper, like compact together. All the starch sticks together and all the cream like solidifies. Take it out, you cut it into whatever shape you fancy. I like a nice log. And then you deep fry it. So that makes it really, so it's cooked it's all perfectly cooked in the side. It's all soft
and
it's
all crispy.
It's just, it's like a really pimped up hash brown.
I had some the other night, because it is that you see it lots of places and it is. And cod's roe is lovely with that sort of stuff, or anything you can just, or just melted cheese on top. I love that. So anything, anything with cheese.
Melted cheese on top. I'll be doing that next time.
You know, like a really soft, like a brie or a Tamworth or something, and you just put it under the grill, let it warm, and then onto that.
Okay, well, we'll
you can credit me and Nick for that little one on your next million people.
I've seen you in pictures with like Nigella Lawson, Jamie Oliver, Locatelli,
Angela Hartner,
NBA Obie. How does that feel when you're mixing with, you know, the chefs?
People can't see my face now, but I'm rolling my eyes. It's literally stupid. Like, these are like my idols, icons, legends, like, growing up in kitchens, you literally hear about these people. And also, obviously, watching telly. A lot of the time is watching them on telly. And I got to meet, like, Pierre Kaufman as well. Yeah. And I was like, these people are legends. I'm really bad with saying who I am or what I do, because I don't think what I do is good enough to be telling these chefs. I'm like, I'm Poppy, nice to meet you. Whereas I got to meet Jamie Oliver, and I literally didn't know what to do. And I said, hi, interrupted a whole conversation he was having. I went, hi, Jamie, I'm Poppy. And he went, oh, yeah. And I was like, really nice. He shook my hand, he was nice. But I just couldn't say anything else other than that. I was like, I love the gnocchi. And then he was like, okay, well, thank you so much for coming. Bye. And I was like, oh, no, I missed my opportunity to be like, oh, yeah, so, you know, we follow each other on TikTok. I did this. And I can't.
Straight to gnocchi.
Just, yeah, love you, gnocchi. Yeah. That was it.
Straight to potato. Yeah, exactly.
But I guess I guess TikTok's made his books seem like really old fashioned, you know, like 30 minute meals. Now it's like 30 minutes.
60 seconds.
It is, as you say, it's moved on from that. You know, like we were laughing earlier on talking about, you know, certain celebrities having been filmed 20 years ago. Mm. That was, as you said, the first sort of Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you're now the pinnacle of what's doing. And, you know, it's up to everyone else to sort of follow and get on board in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Get on board. Come on.
Get on TikTok.
Yeah. But I remember we've got a mutual friend, Sam, and he goes, Poppy's that younger sister you always wanted. She's just great fun, you know. And, you know, and it's true, you know, the energy. And that's why I think you are brilliant on TikTok, because I know I would wake up going, Jesus Christ, can't be asked to do this. And I'll be like, yeah, put it in a bowl. Yeah, there you go. Boom, that's it. And Nick, knows well enough to know that is absolutely 100% true. Whereas I imagine you probably get up and go, I'm going to do it, and you'll put on your game face and you do it. And it actually it's not a game face because you're naturally enthusiastic and got the energy and all the rest of it. So
I try to,
that's why people love it.
Oh, I literally keep blushing through this.
She's breaking down. She's so hard. Come on.
I just really enjoy it. Yeah. So that is what, you know, and when I was working in kitchens, I really enjoyed that. I just love everything to do with food. Mm. I find it so much fun to be able to do whatever I want. I get to cook whatever I want, and I get to hopefully entertain and teach people at the same time some delicious meals.
Definitely, I do think TikTok does make me feel like, oh, I could do
it's
that.
It's achievable.
It's more achievable than like a cookbook, say.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to make them. You have to make the recipes doable, because otherwise it's a bit
pointless.
So they have to be able to, you know, ingredients that you can easily source, techniques that aren't stupid. Some take 15 hours, but you know,
but it's that's just the cooking time. It's not it's not achievable.
So it's not, I'm not doing anything too out there.
Speaking of recipes that are easy to do, how did this one rate, Ange?
Very easy.
Really
easy. It's
easy,
yeah. It's a little bit of chopping, a little bit of mixing, roasted aubergine.
Yeah, you were doing it when I came in. Yeah. And it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pomegranate was the hardest bit, I feel.
It actually was the most annoying bit, I think. And it wasn't that bad, actually.
Very good.
It was all right. But that's good. I really like that. It's really tasty, really light as well.
Ultimately, that's it. Everyone wants something tasty, delicious, and quick. Not everything's going to be quick.
No,
and you can't rush certain things. But I think when you're all fast lives, kids, family, the whole thing, it's nice to be able to do something.
Yeah, definitely.
And Poppy does it all. Brilliant.
If you want to get this recipe, try it out. Waitrose.com/dish recipes. Well, good luck with Young MasterChef. Make sure everyone checks out. It's on BBC Three now. Poppy, thank you so much for coming to join us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And also, thanks for a delicious meal.
Pleasure. Yeah. Pleasure. Fantastic. Lots of fun.
Thank you so much.
See you in India, if not before. Yeah. TikTok lesson. Do you know I'm going to India? No.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Yeah. It's this, 2023. Yeah. Last year, Peru. And Poppy O'Toole, everybody. Thank you, Poppy.
Amazing.
Head to waitrose.com/dish recipes. That is where you'll find all the meals we've ever made on the podcast.
Follow Dish wherever you get your podcast, so you'll get it delivered to your device every week. And if you enjoy it, please leave us a great review.
If you don't, listen to something else. We can't all have a Michelin star chef in the kitchen, but you can get some Michelin star advice. Email your questions for Angela, whatever they are, to dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Waitrose, food to feel good about.